Good morning. Good to see all your faces again this morning.
很高兴早上看到你们。
Hey, worship was good this morning. I think the walls were rattling a little bit.
今天早上敬拜很棒，我觉得这个墙都在震动。
So I want to begin by asking you, what does worship taste like?
在开始敬拜的时候，我想问问大家，敬拜尝起来是什么味道？
Seems like an odd question, right? I mean, it'd be like me asking you, what does the color red sound like or smell like?
这好像是个很奇怪的问题，对不对？就好像我在问你，红色闻起来怎么样？红色，听起来怎么样？
We see colors. We don't hear colors or smell colors.
我们看颜色，但是我们不会去闻颜色，我们也不会去听颜色。
So the question seems to be have a categorical error implied in it.
这问题好像是把颜色分错了类一样。
My son Haddix, he once asked me, what would happen if the eye of a tornado saw you?
我的儿子 Haddix 有一次问我，如果飓风的风眼看见你了，会怎么样？
He was 5 years old and we were reading through a book that he had gotten from the library about storms.
我们在他那时候他五岁，我们在读一本关于风暴的书，书里面在读一本关于风，从图书馆借来一本关于风暴的书。
And the author was describing the eye of a tornado, and so in his little five-year-old mind, the eye of a tornado functioned in the same way that a human eye functions and sees things.
书里面描述了飓风的风眼，在他五岁的认知里面，他就以为这个飓风的风眼就像我们人类的眼睛一样，能够看见东西。
And so he kept asking me, Dad, what happens if the eye of a tornado sees you? And after several failed attempts, I finally just said, son, if the eye of a tornado sees you, you better run for shelter.
所以他就一直在问我这个问题。我也几次跟他解释之后，然后发现好像不能够成功，我就最终告诉他，如果风眼看见你的话，你就赶快跑去找庇护所。
So this morning, I want to ask you to bear with me as I did my five-year-old son that day and bear with my categorical error and just consider for a moment that worship has a taste.
今天早上就像我对我儿子一样，我也请求大家来迁就我一下，来接受我这个看起来的分类上的错误，让我们暂时认为敬拜是可以品尝的。
So our wonderfully wise and good creator has gifted us with these different senses that enable us to interact with the world around us.
我们这一位伟大、奇妙、充满智慧的创造主赐给我们不同的感官，让我们可以来去体验这个我们周遭的世界。
So we have eyes that we can see the beauty of a sunset. We have ears that we can hear the birds' song.
我们有眼睛可以看到美丽的夕阳，我们也有耳朵可以听到鸟的歌声。
We have.Noses so that we can smell the scent of a rose or even a newborn baby's head.
我们有鼻子可以闻到玫瑰的芬芳，也可以闻到新生儿的奶香。
We have the sense of touch so that we can experience the comfort of a hug. And we even have a sense of taste so that we can enjoy our food.
我们有触觉，我们可以感受这个拥抱带给我们的温暖。当然，我们也有味觉，可以品尝各样美好的食物。
Oh, and we exercised our sense of taste this morning because we had a wonderful breakfast that Sister Dong Mei and Miao prepared for us.
我们今天早晨就让我们的味觉得到了非常非常美好的体验。今天早上，冬梅姐妹给我们准备了非常可口的早餐。
Now these senses, they all have their proper function, and they often work together to lead us into our varied experiences.
这些感官有他们合一的功用，他们常常是我们通常是几个感官一同来去感受，来去体验。
And when I say that they work together, I mean that if you're standing on the train tracks, you can both see and hear the train coming. That's a good thing, right?
就比如说我们在那个火车轨道上旁边站着的时候，我们是同时看到并且听到火车沿着轨道开来，这很重要。
Or if you're at the zoo, you can see that animal in the cage is a lion and not a house cat. You hear it roar and your sound confirms your sense of sight.
你是用你的眼睛看到那个在笼子里面动物园笼子里面动物是狮子而不是一只家养的猫咪，而你听到它的吼叫来去证实你所看到的。
I forgot to turn this on. There's the eye of a tornado, by the way. Okay, so, but these senses, they work together to lead us into our experiences, but some experiences can only really be known or discerned through one particular sense.
不过有些东西可能只能通过我们的一种感官才能够真正的来去感知去体会。
Now, did you know that some motor oil, when it's new, looks just like honey?
你们知道有一些机油就是全新的机油，它们看起来和蜂蜜一模一样吗？
Do you think this is honey or motor oil?
I have no idea. 你们觉得这个是蜂蜜还是机油呢？
You'll be surprised. Okay, some people are saying motor oil, some people are saying honey. You cannot discern by looking at it, nor can you discern by just simply holding it, because it also has the same density and the same viscosity as well.
有些人说是机油，有些人说是蜂蜜，你通过看是不能够分辨出来的，因为它和蜂蜜机油和蜂蜜颜色一样，而且它们甚至有同样的密度和粘稠度。
Honey or motor oil?
蜂蜜还是机油呢？
Honey? Most people are saying honey.
大部分人说是蜂蜜。
You wanna find out?
I can
find out if it's honey or motor oil?
If you're allowed, well.
It might be motor oil.Are you brave enough to try it? There's only one way you can know if it's honey or motor oil, and that's by tasting it.
你只能通过来去品尝才知道它到底是 honey 还是 motor oil. I'm going to try it.
She smelled it first.
It is honey.
I can't believe. I was going to say, I can't believe she just drank motor oil. Yeah, I was thinking you would just dip your finger in there.
Well, because I trust you. I know you will not give me motor oil to try.
So the only way that you can know for sure is by tasting it.
只有通过品尝你才能够确定它到底是什么。
So the psalmist invites us to experience worship by tasting it. Oh, taste and see.
这位诗人邀请我们借着品尝来体会敬拜的滋味，尝尝看。
So tasting is a metaphor for personally experiencing.
品尝是一个个人亲自经历的比喻。
Consider this: whenever someone puts a spoonful of food towards your mouth and they say, "Oh, this is so good. Taste this." They're wanting you to.Take it in and discover and experience for yourself.
如果有人把一勺食物放在你的嘴前跟你说，哦，这个太好吃了，尝尝看，他们是在邀请你把这个食物放进你的嘴巴里，亲自的来去品尝，来感受。
Now, seeing, of course, is a metaphor for understanding. So we, in English, we will often say, hey, do you see what I'm saying? And what we mean is, do you understand what I'm saying?
当然了，这里面的看是表示明白和理解。英语中我们常常说，你看我在说什么，其实我们的意思是你明白我在说什么。
Now, I want you to keep in mind that the psalmist has already had a personal experience with the Lord.Verse 4, he says, I, speaking for himself, he says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. So he has already had a personal experience with the Lord himself.
我希望大家记着，这位诗人他自己其实他已经亲自的经历了神。他在这个诗篇三十四篇的第四节，他说，我就是诗人他自己，我曾寻求耶和华，他就应允我，救我脱离了一切的恐惧。他已经经历了神。
And now he's inviting us to join in and to have the same experience with God. In verse 3, he says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together."
他现在在邀请我们跟他一起来去经历，来去经历这一位神。在第三节中他说，你们和我当成耶和华为大，一同高举他的名。
Look, corporate worship, which is what we're doing this morning, this is corporate worship. It is not a private affair.
共同敬拜，也就是我们现在正在做的，不是一个个人的私事。
It's a shared experience.
它是共同体会的经验。
So corporate worship, it is not private, and yet it is deeply personal.
共同敬拜，它不是私下的，但是它又非常个人。
You yourself must personally experience God in worship.
你每一个人自己必须亲自的来去品尝敬拜神。
Anyone can come into this sanctuary on the Lord's Day, and you can hear the music, and you can hear the prayers, and you can hear the preaching, and you can see people clapping their hands and bowing their heads. You can see people smiling and crying and every other emotion in between, and not actually experience worship for yourself.
任何一个人都可以在主日的时候来到会堂，可以来去听敬拜诗歌，听祷告，听讲道，也可以看到别人低头拍手，然后哭泣微笑，但是他却可以自，但他却可能并没有真正的来去经历敬拜。
Tasting is personally experiencing the worship of God for yourself.
品尝是我们每一个人自己亲自的来去经历感受敬拜神的滋味。
Tasting is also a metaphor for actively experiencing.
品尝也是主动去体会的一个比喻。
So it's bringing all of your physical and your mental faculties to bear upon the experience.
它将你身体和精神的各个系统都调动起来，来去体会，去感受敬拜。
It's intentionally seeking to experience the glory of God through corporate worship and all of its diversity and richness.
他是有意识的来去享受敬拜神所带来的各样的丰富。
So think of it like this. People passively listen to elevator music.
人们是被动的听电梯里或是餐厅里面的背景音乐。
They actively listen to their favorite artist at a music concert.
他们却是主动的听他们所喜欢的歌手的演唱会。
There's a significant difference between a passive experience and an active experience.
被动和主动的经历是差别非常大的。
Babies don't actively or purposefully enjoy their food, not usually.
通常小 baby 他们不会是主动的和有目的的来去享受食物。
So those of us who have had to feed a baby before, we often know that sometimes all babies have to be coaxed into eating.
通常我们做过父母的知道，通常小 baby 都是需要我们来去哄着他们来去吃东西。
We pretend like the spoon is an airplane, right? And we make it head towards their mouth, and they're all excited, and they're excited until they realize that they just got a spoonful of baby food that's a mixture of spinach and beets and bananas. It's not good.
我们父母通常会假装我们勺子是一个像是一个飞机一样 zoom 飞到他们的嘴巴里面，在他们还意识有意在他们意识到之前，他们已经吃了已经有一些香蕉这种小 baby 的果泥放到他们的嘴巴里面。
This little guy just thought, he thought he was getting an airplane, and he just got a really nasty taste of baby food.
这个小 baby 他以为他嘴巴里面是一个飞机，但其实是不那么好吃的那个小baby 果泥。
The psalmist, he is inviting us to actively and to personally for ourselves experience God in worship.
这位诗人邀请我们主动并且亲自的来去敬拜神，去品尝敬拜。
And what exactly is it that we're tasting or experiencing in worship? One word, it's God.
那在敬拜当中，我们到底尝到或者说我们到底经历的是什么呢？如果简单的说，就是神他自己。
Worship is tasting and enjoying God.
敬拜是品尝并且享受神。
So worship happens whenever we come before the Lord with hungry souls, and then we feed upon Christ and we experience Jesus and all of his benefits. And after having tasted and experienced and experienced the goodness of God, then we break forth in praise.
当我们带着饥渴的心灵，在灵里被基督喂养，我们经历到了主耶稣基督以及他给我们的各样祝福之后，我们品尝到了神之后，我们不由自主地发出赞美，这就是敬拜了。
So worship is tasting and enjoying and then praising God.
敬拜就是我们先来品尝，先来享受神，然后接下来来去赞美神。
Think about it. You do this whenever your mom or your wife or whoever it is that normally cooks for you, if someone else cooks for you and you're not the one who's doing the cooking. But whenever they put your favorite dish on the table and you begin to eat and you're enjoying the food, and as you're enjoying the food, you start, even with a mouthful of food, you start saying, thank you. This is so good. I appreciate it so much.
就像打个比方说，你的妈妈或者是妻子，或者是不管是谁，你们家里做饭那一位，把你最喜欢吃的放在餐桌上，当你开始享受的时候，即便你的嘴巴里面还塞满了食物，你就开始感谢他说，天哪，这太好吃了，谢谢你。
This is comparable to worship. You first experience the goodness of God. You taste and you see that he is good, and then you begin praising him. You begin lifting up your voice in adoration and confession and thanksgiving.
敬拜就像这样一样，我们先是品尝，我们并且享受神，然后我们来赞美神，我们不由自主的来去敬拜，去认罪，去感恩。
So I began by asking you the question, what does worship taste like? And the answer has already been implied in much of what we said. Worship tastes like God. That's the first part of the answer.
我在刚开始的时候问你们敬拜是什么味道，然后答案就是敬拜就是神他自己，敬拜尝起来就是神。这是这个问题的答案的第一部分，就是神他自己。
But the psalmist is even more descriptive. He specifically says that God tastes good.
但这位诗人他有更多的描述，他告诉我们神尝起来是美善的。
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
你们来尝尝就知道主恩的滋味，就知道他是美善。
Now God tastes good because he is sweet.
神尝起来是美善的，因为他是甜美的。
God is tender and he is compassionate. James 5:11, the Lord is compassionate.And merciful.
神是温柔又有怜悯的。雅各书五章十一节说，主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
I can tell you that whenever we sing songs like As the Deer, it's in moments like that that I'm able to personally experience the sweetness of God.
当我们在唱第三首如鹿渴慕溪水的时候，我自己就在那里真正的个人的经历到了神，他是如此的甜美。
God is his personality is deep, but there is one aspect of his personality that we experience in moments of worship like that, and it is his sweetness.
神他的品格是很深，是有各个层面的，但其中一方面就是他是非常甜美的。
God will be there to comfort you and to console you through life's disappointments.
在你经历失望的时候，神在那里安慰你。
When things don't work out the way that you hope to, whenever the real world reveals how harsh it can be, whenever people are mean and spiteful towards you, whenever they unfriend you, whenever the relationship doesn't work out and your heart is broken, God will be there for you to comfort you.
当你在面对，当你当遇到这个现实社会所带来的这个，所带来的这个残，经历这个现实社会的残酷时，不管是别人排挤你，不和你做朋友，又或者是因为你因为或者别人对你很刻薄，甚至恶毒的时候，你神就在那里安慰你。
So God is sweet like that. He's tender and compassionate. He's sweet, but he's not just.Sweet. God is also substantial.
神他就是如此甜美，他但是神他不只是甜美，他也是充实的，有营养的。
God, his personal character is substantial. He's of substance.
神他是他的他是一个有分量，是带来影响的。
I mean that God is a person whose his words and his counsel they have weight.
神他的话他的安慰是有分量有内容的。
Now, we all probably know people who are nice, people who we have enjoyable and even, you know, pleasant conversations with, but they're not the kind of person that we would go to whenever there's a real problem, whenever something, some sort of tragedy has struck our lives, because they're just...They're not a person of real substance. They don't, their words and their counsel don't have weight.
我们可能都认识一些人，他们很好，然后我们跟他们都会有非常开心的对话和聊天。但是当我们真正生命当中遇到很大冲击，生命当中有问题的时候，我们不会去找他们，因为他们自己，他们的话没有分量，没有内容。
Now, the psalmist, he identifies conversations with God as good,Because he is both sweet and substantial. If God were merely sweet, if he were just sweet, he wouldn't be good.
诗人描述他与神的交流是美好的，因为神是又甜美又充实的。如果神只是甜美，那他就不够好。
We need a God of substance. We need a God who is truthful, who is firm, and who is unyielding. We need a God who is merciful and compassionate towards sinners and yet not indulgent of sin.
我们需要一位充实的神，我们需要一位诚实、坚定、不妥协的神。这一位神，他对罪人蛮有怜悯，但他绝不纵容罪。
We need a God who loves sinners and hates sin.
我们需要一位爱罪人但不爱罪的神。
A God who is merely sweet is like a donut, while a God who is both sweet and substantial is like a Chick-fil-A chicken mini.
一位只是甜美的神就像是图片里面甜甜圈一样，而一位既甜美又充实有营养的神就像 Chick-fil-A 的 chicken mini 一样。
Now,We all love donuts. You kids, whenever Mr. Dennis brings donuts to church on Sunday morning, y'all devour them, and you're disappointed if he doesn't bring them.
我们都喜欢甜甜圈，你们这些孩子每周日都会在教会狼吞虎咽 Dennis 带来的甜甜圈，如果没有的话，你们也都觉得非常的失望。
Now, donuts taste good. They're sweet. They're delicious. But they don't really have any substance.To them. If you were to fill up on donuts, and I guess you could eventually fill up on donuts if you ate enough of them, but what would happen? You'd be sick.
甜甜圈很好吃，但是它没有营养价值。你如果吃很多，你最终肯定会觉得很饱，但是你可能很快就会生病了。
So donuts are sweet, but they don't have any real substance to them. They don't stick to the ribs, right? Like you're not going to eat donuts and feel good for several hours.
甜甜圈很好吃，但是它没有，它不充实，它没有营养价值，对你的身体没有好处。
Now, these chicken minis, on the other hand, they're both sweet and substantial. They have protein-packed chicken in there. You eat a few of those, and it's going to stick to the ribs, and you're going to have energy for a couple of hours.
那比较相比较来说 ，chicken mini 就是又甜又充实有营养的代表。它里面有富含蛋白质的鸡肉，是健康的，对于我们的身体是有营养价值的。我们吃了它，我们会觉得会比较有力气。
Now I can tell you the first time that I ever had one of these, me and my youngest son Haddix, we were sitting inside the Chick-fil-A restaurant in Denham Springs.
我第一次吃到这个一口大小的这个糕饼的时候，是我跟我的儿子 Hennix 在 Denim Spring 的一家 Chick-fil-A 吃饭。
And we were eating our food, and these things hadn't even been placed on the menu yet.
我们正在吃饭，那个在那个时候，这个 Chick Mini 还不在他们家的这个日常的菜单上面。
And the little waitress, she came up to our table and she said, "Hey, would y'all like to try a complimentary box of?" Chicken minis, and so we were like, "Yeah, sure."
然后一位年轻的服务员就过来问我们要不要尝试一下他们的这个新产品是免费的。我们当然欣然接受了。
And so we each had about three or four of these little bite-sized drops of heaven is what they were. That's what it felt like. We had that, we ate, and then Haddix looked up at me and he says, "Dad, that was so good." He said they were sweet like donuts, but now that I've eaten them, I feel full. I'm satisfied. I don't feel sick.
我们俩各吃了三四块之后，然后吃完之后 ，Haddix 看着我说：“哦，爸爸，这个实在是太好吃了。他们很甜，像甜甜圈一样。我吃饱了，但是我不觉得肚子疼，我感觉非常的满足。”
And it was at that moment that God dropped Psalm 34:8 in my mind.And I looked across the table from him and I said, "Son, that's what God tastes like."
在那个时候，神就把诗篇三十四篇八节放在了我的脑中。我就对坐在我对面的儿子说：“儿子，神尝起来就是这样。”
He's sweet.
他很甜美。
He's substantial.
他是充实的。
He's good.
神是美善的。
And you know, that 10-year-old boy who was sitting across the table from me, he understood what I was saying.
那个坐在我对面的十岁的小男孩，他知道我在说什么。
God tastes good because God is good.
神尝起来美善，因为神他自己是美善的。
Goodness is essential to God's character. God can never be separated from His goodness.
良善或者说美善是神很重要的品格，神不可能与他的良善分开。
Whenever he asked.See God's glory. God told him that I will make all of my goodness pass before you and proclaim before you my name.
当摩西求神将他的荣耀显给他看的时候，神告诉他，我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名。
God's name and God's goodness are intertwined. They cannot be separated.
神他的名字被他的名被宣告。
He is eternally.He is perfectly and he is infinitely good.
神他是永远完全并且无限美善的。
And all we can do on this side of heaven anyway is just taste God's goodness. That's all we get is a taste of God's goodness here on earth.
而我们能够做的在未进入天堂以前就是去体会去品尝神的美善。
So even the most meaningful and intimate of worship experiences on this side of heaven, and we will continue to worship whenever we get into heaven, but the experiences of worship that we have on this side of heaven, even the best ones are just but a taste of God's goodness.
在进入永恒国度以前，即便是我们最亲密、最有意义的敬拜体验，也不过是品尝神的美善。
And a taste is not absolute fulfillment, and yet it is satisfying.
品尝到神的美善，并不表示我们完全经历了神的美善，但却依然是让人满足的。
True, genuine worship is to be satisfied in God.
真正的敬拜神的体会是能够让我们真正的来去享受被神所满足。
And...The worship experience, tasting, is satisfying because it is God that we're tasting, that we're experiencing.
敬拜之所以让人满足，因为他是神，神他是可以满足的。
We're not going to experience all of the goodness that God ultimately wants us to experience on this side of eternity.
在永恒国度之前，我们不可能完全经历神他想要我们经历的他的所有的美善。
And still,Whatever goodness of God that we do experience on this side of heaven is still going to be sweeter and more substantial than anything that the world has to offer.
即便如此，无论我们在什么方面经历到了神的美善，它都比这个世界所能带给你的任何事物更甜美、更充实。
Kids, young people, y'all perk up for a second. I want y'all to really listen to me here because you are going to be presented with numerous opportunities to fill up on the things of this world.
孩子们，年轻人们，我希望你们这时候注意听。你们在你们的一生当中，你们会遇到非常多的机会，被这个世界的事物来充满。
Success, advanced degrees, job promotions, relationships, money, material possessions, houses, cars, these things are going to be calling out to you your whole life. Hey, come and get a taste of me. I'm sweet. I'm substantial. I'm good. I'll satisfy you.
可能是成功，不管是更高的学位、工作的晋升，也可能是关系、金钱、物质上的拥有，房子也好，车子也好，这些东西会不断的在召唤你说，快来，快来体会我，我非常棒，我会满足你，也会让你觉得幸福。
But they can't.
但是他们不能。
They won't.
他们也不会。
These things might even be good gifts that God wants to give you.
这些可能甚至可能会是神他要给你的祝福。
And they may be sweet, but they're not going to be substantial enough to truly satisfy you.
他们可能会尝起来，他们是有甜头的，但是他们却不够充实到真正的满足你。
Even God's good gifts can't truly satisfy you. They're just simply meant to direct your attention to the giver.
即便神所赐的美好的祝福也不能够真正的满足你，这些祝福是要让你的注意力转向赐福的神。
God's good gifts are like the sun's beams, but they're not the sun.
神所给的祝福就像太阳的光束一样，但是它却并不是太阳。
And so to seek fulfillment in God's good gifts is like to enjoy the rays of the sun, but to never see the glory of the sun itself.
只寻求祝福所带来的满足，就像我们只看到太阳的光束，却从来没有见到太阳它自身的荣美。
To try to fill up on the things of this world is to stop short of true, genuine satisfaction.
只寻求这个世界的事物带来给我们带来的满足，并不会给我们带来真正的满足。
You see, our hearts are like these black holes of discontentment, always devouring one thing after another, success, relationships, possessions, and all while screaming, I need more, I need more. We're always eating but famished. We're always drinking and never satisfied.
我们的心就像是永不满足的黑洞，贪得无厌的一件想要另外一件，想要成功，想要关系，想要资产，同时还在喊着我需要更多。我们永远在吃，却依然挨饿；永远在喝，却依然不满足。
And that is because no created thing can ever satisfy you. Only your Creator can fill that hole in your heart, because only He is truly good. Every material good.Every creaturely good is but it comes from God.
没有任何被造物能够真正的满足你，只有神这一位这一位创造者能够，因为神他自己是美善的，而所有的而神他是这是所有美善的源头。
God is the fountain of all goodness. From Him, through Him, and to Him.Are all things.
神是所有美善的源头，万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
And this is why Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever believes in me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst.
这也是为什么主耶稣在约翰福音六章三十五节说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
So, my hope and my prayer for all of you, you youth, yes, but for everybody in this room, and I don't care if you're 8 or if you're 80.
我对你们的盼望和祷告是你们所有人，不管是青少年，或者是也不管你是八十岁还是八岁。
My prayer for you is the same prayer that I had for that 10-year-old boy who was sitting across the table from me at Chick-fil-A that day.
我对你们的祷告就和在 Chick-fil-A 那天我对坐在我对面十岁儿子的盼望和祷告一样。
And that's whenever the things of this world come to present themselves to you as means of true fulfillment, true happiness, that you will remember not my words, but the words of the Spirit that say, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed, happy is the man, the woman, the child who takes refuge in him.
当这个世界的事物告诉你他们是通往幸福的渠道的时候，我希望你们记得的不是我所说的话，而是圣灵的话。你们要尝一尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。投靠他的，不管是男人、女人，或者是小孩，有福了。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we praise you for your goodness.
我们在天上的父，我们为着你的美善赞美你。
God, you're good like no other, and we thank you for inviting us to come before you and to personally and actively taste and experience your goodness.
没有人像你这样美善，我们感谢你邀请我们来到你的面前，亲自的并且主动的来经历你的美善。
And God, we ask that you would forgive us for the times that we've ruined our appetite by filling up on the things of this world.
神啊，请你赦免我们罪，因为当我们常常的来到你的面前的时候，因着被这个世界所充满而并不渴慕你。
And we ask you as a church and in obedience to your word that by your spirit you would help us to put these...inferior things away so that we might truly crave you.
我们教会来到你的面前，借着对你话语的顺服，在圣灵的帮助下，求你帮助我们把这些次好的放下，让我们能够真正的来去渴慕你。
Maybe we come before you with hungry souls and be fed by the body and the blood of your only begotten Son.
我们来到你的面前，带着一颗饥渴的灵。被爱我们为我们舍己的独生爱子的宝血和身体所喂养。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.